Good afternoon, Shalom Aleichem. We learned the Gemara on the last line on Lamed Zayin on the base, going over to the top of Lamed Ches on an Aleph. Ravasi refers to a Machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, regarding Ma'aseh Sheni. This is mainly discussed the end of the second Perek in Kiddushin. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Shavu Kesef, so he doesn't have to give a ring, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Tikkuni Zohar, that the minig is for many centuries that you're Mekadosh with a ring. But it doesn't have to be a ring. It can give kesef, and you can give any kind of shavah kesef. So let's say he's Mekadosh with shavah kesef, he's Mekadosh with Ma'aseh Sheni. So there's a machleg Zameh Reb Yehuda, whether Ma'aseh Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoya, Mamon Hedyot. If it's Mamon Gavoya, then you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha with Mamon Gavoya. What does it mean? Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamon Gavoya. So we usually learn Pashup Shat that it doesn't belong to you, like Karbonis. The Gemara has a whole sugi in Bava Kama and Daf Yud Gimel. Karbonis on Mamon Gavoya. There's a machlokes Hatanaim, whether that's so. There in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin, there is a Shita in the Tanaim that all Karbonis on Mamon Bailam. They're not Mamon Gavoya. We assume Karbonis on Mamon Gavoya. And there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says the kochim kalam amam and bailim, and the Raman Paskins half the time like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, half the time not. That's an issue. That's a problem with the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah points out all the various Rambams with respect to some halachas. The Paskins kochim kalam is mama gavoya. With respect to other halachas, he considers it kochim kalam amam and bailim. That's a big problem. So how do you translate the phrase "Korbanus Amam Gavoya"? Ma'aseh Sheni Amam Gavoya. So Pashup Shat, it doesn't belong to you. So the Soloveitchik family has a whole different shot. They assume they bring a lot of raya's. Rav Chaim brings a lot of raya's from Rambams and from Gemaras and from Sifra. Stam Sifra is Rav Yehuda. Yeah. So. That Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, Korbanus Mamon Gavoya, not to be taken literally. Really, the farmer owns the Ma'aseh Sheni. He doesn't have to give it away to someone else. Mamon Gavoya means you have to treat it as if it were Hekdesh, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to you. Take, for example, there's a din that if the farmer himself has paid his own Ma'aseh Sheni, so he's Ma'aseh Chaimish. If a neighbor is paid in my Ma'aseh Sheni, then he only gives Karen, he doesn't have to add Chumash. So you see that the Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't belong to the farmer. Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Bailam. Mama Gavai means we have to treat it with great respect, like Korbanus. I was Magdish the Korban. If I'm Magdish something, Lekotche Berek Abayas, then it's Mama Hegdish Bikinyona. Then it belongs to Hegdish. But if I donate it as a Korban, I'm the Bala Korban. It belongs to me. Let's say if it's a Shlomim, I'm going to eat it, and I'll have the right to invite other people to come and eat with me. If they're Jewish and if they're Tohar, if they went to Mikveh, it really does belong to me. I'm the Bailam, except that you have to treat it with extreme respect, as if you have to treat it as if it were Mama Gavaya. But it's not to be taken literally. So the same is over here. The Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavaya does mean that it doesn't belong to me. It does belong to me. So how do you read the Gemara here? So Ravasi says, there are three dinim. Yeah, how do we paskin? Whenever there's a machleg zameh Reb Yehuda, so the Gemara says in the later generations of the Tanoim, the Talmidim of the Talmidim of the Tanoim, when they were omdo l'minyan, when they took a vote to determine what's the consensus, what's the majority opinion, so usually Reb Meir lost. The Gemara said Reb Meir was too bright, he was too sharp. He used to give a shiur. It would explain all the logical possibilities. He would give 150 explanations why he can say like this and why he can say like that. And the students walked away. They weren't sure exactly what Reb Meir said halacha l'mais. Somehow in our generation, a lot of students like the dafka that. They like to hear all the logical possibilities. They don't want to hear halacha l'mais. But in the days of the Tanaim, they wanted to hear halacha l'mais. So the Gemara says Reb Meir lost a lot of his students. And the later generations, when they were voting what the din should be, they were omdo l'minyan. So usually Reb Meir's opinion lost out. He was in the minority, and Reb Meir Reb Yehuda is usually ruba de ruba halachic Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says there in the end of the second Perek in Kiddushin, that in this one area we paskan like Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Ma'aser Sheni Mama Gavoya, and we paskan like Rav Meir. So what were the three dinim that the Gemara had? So the simple reading is like this: an esrig on the first day of Sukkot has to be shalachem. The rest of Sukkot you don't need shalachem. That's the question. Lulav nital b'migdash kol shiva. The din, that's a din in Torah. It says, Olakachtam lachem b'yam arishan. You only have to shake a lulav the first day. Olakachtam lachem. Lachem has a connotation. Misha lachem. Has to belong to you and only has to belong to you the first day. So where do we come up with this idea? Lulav nital b'migdash kol shiva. And the Beis HaMikdash min HaTorah. They shook a lulav all 7 days of Sukkot because the pasuk ends off. Asmachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim. You should celebrate. So the Talmidim had a tradition. Smachtem b'meh. How do you demonstrate that you're engaging in simcha? The dalad minim. You shake the dalad minim. So that's a big machlokes Taisus and the Ramban. Lulav nito kol shiva nemigdosh. Did you need shalachem? So Taisus says, yeah, you need shalachem. Kol shiva nemigdosh. Bizman hazeh lulav nito kol shiva is only a takanas rabbechem and zakazecha lemigdosh. You shouldn't forget, because HaMikdash has been around for almost 2,000 years, so we'll forget that there ever was such a din, there was such a mitzvah on the books in the Chumash, smachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yom, smachtem bameh bedalad minim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the chief rabbi, the Gemara says, for 40 years. The Gemara says for the first 40 years of his life, he worked for a living and he retired at the age of 40. And then from the age of 40 to the age of 80, he sat and he learned and he became a very great Tana. And then at the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi and he continued to function as the chief rabbi for 40 years and he died at the age of 120. That's how the Gemara has the tradition. So during his period of being the chief rabbi, the Nasi HaSanhedrin, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, his Bezdin made 9 takanas. Several of the takanas had to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Several of them were Zechel HaMikdash. So they made a takana, Lulav Nitol Bamedina Kol Shiva. All over the world you shake a lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. Menatari, you only shake a lulav the first day of Sukkot. Usmachtam al-Fnei Hashem al-Kech M'shiva Hashem al-Fnei Hashem al-Kech means in the Azara, in the Mikdash. Shiva Siyamim. So Taisa's opinion is that whenever lulav is there, right, so then you need shalachem, or lakachtem lachem, mishalachem. And the Ramban disagrees, says, no, the first day of Sukkot is it's a mitzvah, or lakachtem lachem. The other remaining 6 days in Migdosh, lulav nito, kol shiva, that's a mitzvah, smachtem. How do you do the simcha belulav? But shalachem is not a condition in the mitzvah, or smachtem. Shalachem is only needed in the mitzvah, or lakachtem, on the Yom HaRishon. So the Ramban is of the opinion that even lulav nito kol shiva b'migdush is a dimin haTorah, but you didn't need shalachem. What's the relevance? Bizman is that we don't have any usmachtem lefnei Hashem alkechem. So the relevance is that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that lulav nito b'migdush kol shiva doesn't only apply in the migdush. The whole Ir Atika has the same din as lulav nito b'migdush kol shiva. The whole Ir Atika. That's a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Rambam himself in the Mishnah Torah does not quote that Yerushalmi. He changed his mind, apparently, but when he wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos, he quoted the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't say one way or the other, but the Yerushalmi has like that, that lulav nito b'migdosh kol shiva, migdosh is not only the makam migdosh, it's even the whole Ir Atika has the status of migdosh. So even if you already shook the lulav, let's say you daven on Chalamoy Tzukis in Meir Shorim, or you daven in Geula, you daven in Tel Aviv, or whatever. You daven in some yeshiva. Then you go to visit the Ir Atika. So according to that Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, you have to shake lulav again, Menatara, because the lulav that you shook in Meir Shorim, that was only Midirabban and Zechel HaMikdash. Now that you come to the Ir Atika, according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, if you hold Kitchelos Hilavoi, that's what the Bikuri Yankov, Rabbi Yankov Hetlinger, wrote the first Sefer that he wrote. He called it the Bikurim, so his name was Yankov. So he calls it Bikuri Yankov. It's on Hilchas Sukkis, Hilchas Dinim Abdalad Minim, Alulav, and Dinim Absukkis. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every other page, the Bikuri Yankov. So he writes this chiddush that if you happen, he lived in Europe, he never even visited, had no chalomis of visiting Eretz Yisrael. So he lived in Europe and Germany. He was a prominent rabbi. He's the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson, Raphael Hirsch, Rabbi Yankee Vettlinger. Also went to university. They say that in Lakewood they use his svarim Orach Laner on the Gemara, but someone ripped out the first page. So you won't know who the author of the Sefer is because he went to university. So in Lakewood they're opposed to university studies. Okay. So, but it's a very good Sefer. Bikur Yankov is a good Sefer. And Orach Laner is a very good Sefer also. So he points out, if you put together the two Rambams, the Rambam holds that the Mokam HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is Kitcha Losi Lovai. The Rabbit holds in the Mokam HaMikdash is Loi Kitcha Losi Lovai. The Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim, everything was Batla. And the Ramban also holds that the Kedushas HaMikdash was Batla. But the Rambam holds that the Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitcha Losi Lovai. And the Rambam, if you put together that Rambam with the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, where he quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, that all of the Ir Atika has the status of Mikdash, then you mechuyib ben atar to shake a lulav, even though you shook a lulav by davening. He davened somewhere else in Eretz, not in the Ir Atika, but when you come to the Ir Atika, you have to shake lulav again ben atar. We don't say a bracha a second time, you shake a lulav in the same day, because we're not so sure that the din is like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, B'shem HaYerushalmi, and we're not so sure that the din is like the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, that Mokem Yerushalayim is Kitcha Losi Lovai. The whole thing is based on the tziruf of the two Rambams, that Lulav Nitol B'Amikdash Kol Shiva applies to the Ir Atika, and the Ir Atika retains its Kedusha B'zman Hazeh. So that's why when you go to the Kosel on the Chol HaMoed Sukkos, someone will offer you the one a matana manas lahachse of the dalad minim. So you look at him like a meshugana. What do you need a matana manas lahachse for? You don't need shalachem, the last days of Sukkot. The answer is, but then the rova or in Yerushalayim, the choshesh for this shitas, for what the Bikur Yankov said, that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to shake the lulav, and the Tosfos' opinion is that whenever lulav is there, I said, then you always need shalachem. Lula nita b'amikdash kol shivi nita shalachem all 7 days. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban in the Malchamis in the beginning of Lula b'gozel disagrees with the Tosfos. He says no, even though it's lula nita b'amikdash kol shiva is a din deraisa, but it's a different mitzvah. The mitzvah of ismachtem is not the mitzvah of lakachtem. The mitzvah of lakachtem is only b'yam harishon. So the first day you need shalachem. Chutz l'aretz is a sfeika d'yayma. So you need shalachem the first 2 days of Sukkot. But you don't need shalachem even for lulav nita b'amikdash kol shiva. It's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of esmachta. So the simple reading of this Gemara is, we're talking about the first 2 days of Sukkot, that you need shalachem. And the question is, whether my sushaini b'Yerushalayim is mamam b'ilam mamam gavaya. So if it's mamam gavaya, so it's not shalachem. It's not shalachem. Why not? Either it means literally, mamam gavaya, it doesn't belong to you. Or the way the Soloveitchik family has the Diyukim and the Rambam. Rab Soloveitchik printed this, and they say, B'shem Rab Chaim. They say the whole family said like that. Rab Velvela Soloveitchik said the same shot, that it doesn't mean that it's Mama Gavoya, that it doesn't belong to you. You have to treat it with such respect as if it didn't belong to you, but really it is Shalachem. So the Pashup Shat Neymar is, the Rabasi says, if you hold like Rab Meir, and the Gemara says, we do pasul like Rab Meir, then my Sesheni, Mama Gavoya, then you can't use it for the first 2 days of Sukkot because you need shalachem, okay? And you wouldn't be chayv in hafrosh haschala because hafrosh haschala is only if it's shalachem. Arisoy seichem has to be shalachem. That's problematic because we spoke about the Gemara in Bava Kama has the same Gemara appears in Sanhedrin in the first parak. The pasuk commenting on the pasuk in Mishle, botzea berech niyetz Hashem. The ganef is a botzea. The ganef stole hereshe gosel so shalchitim. He stole grain from somebody else. He grinds it up and he makes flour. Then he mixes in water and he makes bread out of it. And then he bakes the bread. And then he's mafresh chala after he bakes the bread. That's the lotion of the Gemara there. So he's a religious man, very religious man. And mafresh chala says a bracha. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the bracha. Ein ze mevorach ela botzea. O botzea berech niyetz Hashem. It's considered niyut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with the bracha that he did, not happy with the mitzvah. The Gemara calls it in a certain sense a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So you see that the stuff didn't belong to him. he's still harayshi gozal so shalchitim. It doesn't belong to him, and nonetheless he's mafresh chalas. They see you don't need shalachem in order to be chayv to be mafresh chalas. As long as you made it into isa and you baked it, it becomes tevel. So he can say no, but he was kind of bishinu because he ground it up and he made flour out of it and then he baked it. So he made a shino on top of the shino. If you steal kernels of grain, you grind it, that's already the first shino. Then you bake it, you make a bread, it rises, you knead it, it rises. The whole thing is a shino. So you can say the ganav is kind of a shino. That's why he's chayv and afrash eschala. Okay. And what about by matzah? So the Gemara says by matzah, there is no din that you need matzah schem. It doesn't say matzah schem. Gemara says, nonetheless, you're learning zereshav lechem lechem from chala. So it sounds like just like in each shalachem by chale arisoy seichem the chof mem at the end of the word in each shalachem and ma'aseh shadi mama gavoy it's not shalachem. So to by matzah in each shalachem, that's the posh pshat in the gemara. That's how the Rosh sounds like he learned. The Rosh says if you have a matzah gzuli and not yotze, the Rambam writes if you have a matzah gzuli and not yotze like lulav gozel because it's mitzvah bo b'aveira. And the Rosh doesn't quote the Rambam, but he writes matzah gzula is not good because you need shalachem. The Gemara says you learn exereshav alechem lechem, you need shalachem. So that's how the Rosh seems to have understood the Gemara. That's how the Taz understood the Gemara. The Taz raises the issue if a person has guests eating by him for the Seder and he gives them matzah, so he's giving them permission to eat his matzah, but it's not shalachem, it's not their matzah. How would they, I'd say? So the Taz quotes a Sif and Ibn Ezer, where there's a big debate. When you invite guests to eat at your home and you put food in front of them on the plate and they take it and they eat it, is it implicit that you're makna the food to the guests and it's shalachem of the guests? So the Taz says it's understood that the matzah belongs to all the guests. There's no need to make an announcement in advance. Some people who invite guests to eat by them make an announcement right before Moitzi Matzah. Everyone should have a mind to be koina, to acquire ownership of the matzah that they plan to eat now in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Matzah in each shalachem. So the Taz says it's not necessary to make an announcement. It's implicit, it's self-understood. Why? Because in Ebenezer, there's a discussion. You have a single boy and a single girl eating by you, and the boy likes the girl, and he takes a piece of chicken that the host gave him to eat, and he gives it to the girl. He says, Hare emukodesh esli bebasa zeh. So, is it considered that the chicken belongs to the guest? Or you say, no, it belongs to the host. Host gave you permission to eat it, but he didn't give it to you that it's yours. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha with someone else's kesef, that's not good for Kiddushin. So that's really a machlek is there in Ebenezer. Do you assume that Bistoma, when a host invites a guest to eat by him, do you assume Bistoma that he's implicitly makne, the food, and the chair that the guest sits on, also I'm makna the chair to the guest. I'm not makna the chair. I give him permission. Usually, Shel Shalami Das is a gazlan. You sit on my chair without permission. It's gzela. But I give you permission to sit on the chair. So it's no gzela. But it doesn't mean I'm makna the chair to you. I'm makna the chair, matanam and asla achser. We usually assume that not so. But the food that you give, so that's what the Taz says. It's assumed that you are makna the food. But the Rambam seems to have not understood like that. The Rambam seems to have understood that Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, that's how the Soloveitchik family interprets. The Rambam seems to have understood Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya is not to be taken literally, that it's not Shalachem. It's just that it has such a high level of Kedusha, you have to treat it as if it were, with such great respect, as if it were Mama Gavoya. But it's not that it's not to be taken literally. It really is Shalachem. So what does the Gemara say that it's no good for matzah because you need shalachem? You don't need shalachem. So the Rambam understood apparently that matzah shal hegdish is no good, and we treat ma'aseh sheni as if it's hegdish. That's the machlekes Amei Rav Yudah. The ma'aseh sheni mama gavoy, ma'aseh sheni mama bailim, they treat it like hegdish or not. The common practice in Eretz Yisrael for many, many centuries is there are farmers in Eretz Yisrael. And everything that grows in Jewish hands, you have to be mafresh trumas and maisris. So the truma, you're supposed to be mafresh 2%. But today, we assume all the truma is going to be tummy. You're going to have to destroy it. So you're going to have to feed it to the animals. So you're going to give it to a behemoth coin to eat. So you're not going to gain anything by giving 2%. normally you're supposed to support the Kohanim because they don't learn not l'chelik ba'aretz. So you have to give the Kohanim 2% that they should have food to live on. But b'zman hazeh, all the Kohanim work for a living. So the common practice is you mafresh chitach as peteris as kol akri, you mafresh a kol shehu and that's all. Then you mafresh that as truma, then you burn it because everybody's tameh and the Kohanim can't eat it. But then the shaila is when you mafresh ma'aser sheni, you can't do chitach as by ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser rishon, you have to give 1/10 of what's left after taking the truma gedoyla. Ma'aser sheni is you have to take off 1/10 of what's left after taking ma'aser rishon. Have to take off ma'aser sheni. So then what do you do with the ma'aser sheni? You can't eat ma'aser sheni b'zman hazeh. Ma'aser sheni can only be eaten if the people who want to eat it are tohar, and the ma'aser sheni is tohar. That's what it says in Vidui Ma'aser. Vidui Ma'aser, you recite on Erev Pesach of the 4th year and Erev Pesach of the 7th year in the 7-year cycle. Shemitah cycle of 7 years. Erev Pesach, the first 3 years is one unit, and the Torah gives you 6 months from the end of the 3rd year, the Erev Pesach of the 4th year, to give away all the truma, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni, and Ma'aser Oni, to take care of everything. And then the next unit of 3 years, also the Torah gives you 6 months from the Rosh Hashanah of the Shnas HaShemitah till Erev Pesach of the Shnas HaShemitah. Again, a little over 6 months, 6.5 months to give everything away. So, and you say, Lo bi'artav imena b'tame, I did not consume the Ma'aser Sheni in the state of Tumah, neither the Adam who wants to eat it is allowed to be tame, nor the Ma'aser Sheni may be tame. So everybody today is tummy, so you can't eat ma'aser sheni. Another reason why you can't eat ma'aser sheni, the Gemara says, you can only eat, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, you can only eat ma'aser sheni b'zman she'yesh mizbeach banui. You have to have a mizbeach built in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have any mizbeach banui. So we're not able to eat ma'aser sheni b'zman hazeh. So what are you going to do? You're going to be paid in the ma'aser sheni. So it's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of ma'aser sheni. You paid all the tefuah in Eretz Yisrael. The crops grow in Eretz Yisrael tremendously. So you're going to have tons and tons of ma'aser sheni. You're going to be paid everything. What are you going to do with the money? You're supposed to take the money. But everybody's tummy, so you can't eat the ma'aser sheni. And you can't, if you're paid in the ma'aser sheni out the money, you have to take the money and buy bakar batzon, yayin v'shecha. You have to buy food in Yerushalayim. And if you can't do that, everybody's tummy, all the food is tummy. The common practice is that you pay the on a Shabbat Puta because we assume Ma'aser Sheni Maman Gavoya and it's Dino Kehegdish. So just like there's a Din by Hegdish, Einoi No'ah LeHegdishus, there's no Din of No'ah if I cheated Hegdish or if Hegdish cheated me in one direction or the other. Either Hegdish is worth $100 and I gave a penny, Hegdish Shabbat Mana Shechilo Shabbat Puta, I gave a Puta instead of $100, or the Hegdish of a Prutish, Chilol Shav Amana, or Hegdish cheated me. Instead of being paid of the Hegdish for a Pruta, I gave $100,000, and it's not really worth that much. In either direction, Hegdish of Amana, Chilol Shav Pruta, Hegdish of a Prutish, Chilol Shav Amana, that's the din. There's no din of Aynoa. Usually there's a din of Aynoa, that if the price that you pay doesn't correspond to the value of the item that you're paying for, that there's a din of Aynoa. By Hegdish, there's no din of Aynoa. So that's what the Gaonim assumed. The Vilna Gaon explains like this, and then it points out that this is a Beferisha Yerushalmi. That what? Because we paskan like Rav Meir, Ma'aser Sheni, Mama Gavoya, so we treat it like Hegdish, that Ein Aynoa la Hegdish, the din of Aynoa doesn't apply. So you have Ma'aser Sheni in Eretz Yisrael every year that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. All the Ma'aser Sheni that grows all over in Eretz Yisrael. But you're not paid it on the hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're not going to throw away so much water. You're not going to throw away so much. What are you going to do with the Ma'aser Sheni money? You're going to throw it into Yam HaMelech. Or you're going to pour in some acid. And that's what they do here in Yeshiva, in the chemistry lab, on Erev Pesach before of the 4th year, Erev Pesach of the 7th year. So those boys who came back from Eretz Yisrael with a Pruta Chamura, with a coin that has Ma'aser Sheni money, you use part of the money in the coin for the purpose of Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. So you're not allowed to keep that coin around past Erev Pesach of the 4th year, of the 7th year. Next year, I think, is going to be the Shnas HaShemitah in Eretz Yisrael, I think. So Erev Pesach of next year, you have to destroy the coins. Instead of destroying hundreds of thousands of dollars, so you pay everything on a pruta. Can't be paid on a Shabbat pruta, because that's one of the three cases where we say Shavu Kesef is Lavki Kesef. One of the three examples is by Pidya Maisusheni. You have to be Poyda Maisusheni on Kesef. It can't be Poyda on Shavu Kesef. That's what Tosis points out. Over here, Tosis said that there's a klal, a prata klal here. The bottom Tosis on the Aflamenayim, the base, says when you Poyda Maisusheni, you need Lavki Kesef. Shavu Kesef is Nugum. When you Poyda Hegdish, Shavu Kesef is good, just Karka Avon and Mishtaris is no good. But in that Gemara and Bchoris, Daf Nun Aleph, Amen Aleph, the Tesis quotes there, the bottom Tesis, Alam and Ham and Beis, so that's where the Gemara has the Brisa, that there are three areas of Halacha, where Shavu Kesef is Lavke Kesef, and Kol HaTarkula Shavu Kesef is Ke Kesef. So one of the dinim is Pinyam Ashesheni. Pinyam Ashesheni has to be Davke Kesef, Sheyesh Olav Tzur, it has to be a coin that has some the picture of the emperor on it, or a picture of Lincoln or Washington, whatever, engraved on the coin. It has to be Kesef Sheyesh Olav Tzur. What else is there a din deraisa that Shavu Kesef Lavke Kesef is Machtas HaShekel? And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas that he wrote a Chibra on Yerushalmi. His Chibra on Yerushalmi on Shkolim, he explained that that's a din deraisa. The third din, that Shavu Kesef Lavke Kesef, that's only a din with the Rabbanan. Rashi and Bchoris on that daf, on daf Nanalev, quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The third din is, when you come to Yerushalayim, HaPesach Shavuot Sukkos, and you buy an oil of Sriya, Shalmi Chagiga, you have to pay cash. You're not allowed to, that's only a din with the Rabbanan. That's not a din with Atar. You should dafke buy the oil of Sriya and the Shalmi Chagiga with cash. You shouldn't save up the Shavu Kesef, because the value of commodities can fluctuate. It can go up, it can go down. So it may turn out you set aside a chves of behema. I don't know. You set aside a piece of jewelry or something, and then you're going to bring it to Yerushalayim. You're going to sell it there. Then you're going to take the money and buy an oil of sriya shami chagiga. It may turn out that the jewelry will be worthless when you come to Yerushalayim, because all everything in the world is divided into two categories: either kesef or shavu kesef. So Shavu Kesef can fluctuate in value. Kesef al pidin always retains the same value. A dollar is a dollar, that's all. But Shavu Kesef can fluctuate. What's the din of Heter Bomis? Bisman that Mishkan Shilo stood for several centuries. Bisman that Mishkan Shilo was standing, there was no Heter Bomis. And Mizman, after Beis Olamim was chosen, after the Mokam HaMikdash and Yerushalayim was chosen, that's it. There's no longer Heter Bomis after that. But before Mishkan Shilo, and after Mishkan Shilo, before the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, at that time there was a Heter Bomis. So there was a Bomis Ktana. Rashi says everyone had the right to make a Bomis Ktana on his rooftop to be Makriv Karbonis. What Karbonis are you allowed to be Makriv on your rooftop? Al Gagoy, that's where Rashi writes, Al Gagoy. What kind of carbonus? So Tosfos quotes here, Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos that I want? Here, the Omer Rabbeloza. Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amadeus quotes from the Gemara. You can only bring, no, is that the right one? No, the top Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amadeus. So Moshe Lassasin K'chol Hashan, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael Lassasin K'chol Hashan Nafna Osim Po Hayom Ish Kala Yosha Be'en Kvi Levos Amarat El Amnucha Del Anachala. So you can only, when you have a het of bummies, you can only bring Yisharis. Ish Kala Yosha Be'en Lassas K'chol Hashan Nafna Osim Po Ish Kala Yosha Be'en Av Yisharis. Yisharis means whatever is Nidav and Nidav. You want to volunteer an early, you want to volunteer a shlamim, that's the only thing you can bring on a bama ktana. Let's say the person was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig and has to bring a chatos, then he has to bring on a bama gdoila. He can't bring on a bama ktana. Bama ktana, you can only bring yisharis, dovish, and nidav, and nidav. Okay. And then what may you bring on a bama gdoila? So you can bring chayvis. What about korbanos tzibur? So korbanos tzibur achayvis, so that's what Tosis quotes Rashi, the top Tosis on Lamed Ches and Beis quotes Rashi as explaining the sheet of the Tana Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion, that you can only hear. It's in Rashi on Lamed Ches and Beis. Rashi has narrow lines, then you have the wider lines, then you have the very wide lines. So in the after the narrow lines end, the next line Rashi quotes that in no v'gibbon there was a bama gedayla, and what additional karbanis could you bring in no v'gibbon over and above the yisharis, the nidav that you're allowed to bring on a bama ketana. So he quotes the Tana, the Lokar Abshim Dhamma Parakam and the Megillah, Daf Tesam and Beis, the Lokar Ben Ove Given, the Haino Bama Gedola, Ela Psach and Lechobos, Akavu Alehem Zman. There's a din that a Korban Sibur is Korib Shabbos and Korib Tumah, Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. So there's a Mishnah in Tmurah where the Mishnah, second parak in Tmurah, where the Mishnah quotes the Tana Rab Meir. He says it's a little bit of a misnomer. It's not really accurate what we say that Korbanos Sibur Adecha Shabbos and Tuma, Korbanos Yocher Anadecha. It's not really true. It doesn't really depend on Korban Sibur, Korban Yocher. It depends on Korban Shezmana Kavua versus Korban She'en Zmana Kavua. Once in a while, you have a Korban Yochid that is Mana Kavua. Most of the Korbanos Yocher Anad Mana Kavua. Person wants to bring an oil or shlamim, nida and nida. He can bring it today, next week, and next month, whenever he wants. A person is obligated to bring a korban chatas or a koshan. Korban osham for averes that he did. He can bring it today, tomorrow, next week, next month. It doesn't have to be dafke today. It's not zman kavua. The tmidim umusofim are zman kavua. You have, so the ruba of the korban sibur are zmanam kavua. That's tmidim umusofim. Is there any korban sibur which is not zmanam kavua, a rare korban sibur? Korban Parhel and Avishal Tzibur. If it ever happened, we don't have no record that it ever happened in the history of the Jewish people, that the Bez Nagadol made a mistake and Psak HaLocha unanimously made a mistake. All 71 members of the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in HaLocha regarding a Psak HaLocha and Anisa Koris. And the Rav HaTzibur, 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, violated Anisa Koris because of the mistake in Psak of the Bez Nagadol. So you don't require each and every individual person who violated the Issa Koris B'Shogeg to bring his own Kizba Osira, to bring his own Chatos. We say, let the Bez Nagadol bring the one Korban, Parhalam Davish Al Tzibur, Chatos, and everybody will have a Kapor. So that's only if the Rav HaTzibur violated the Din. If Miot HaTzibur violated the Din, then each and every individual person has to bring his own Kizba Osira, has to bring his own Chatos, even though it's not his fault. He listened to what the rabbis told him, and the rabbi said it was Mutter. Rabbi said, you're allowed to eat this kind of chametz on Pesach. Rabbi said, this kind of food you're permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. Or you're permitted to do this activity on Shabbos. It's not called chilu Shabbos. Or chilu v'dam, this kind of dam is mutter, this kind of chilu is mutter. So even though it's not his fault, he listened to the Bez Nagadol, still he's obligated to bring achatas. So there is a korban tzibur, which is not zman kavua. So that's takanat deicha Shabbos, not deicha tumah. And such a korban, according to Reb Shimon, could not be brought in the overgiven. Can only bring korbanis shezmanim kavua. So usually a korban yochid is not zmanim kavua. Once in a long while, you have a korban yochid which is zman kavua. When is that? Pesach. Korban Pesach is zman kavua. It's a korban yochid. It's not a korban tzibur. The Gemara in Yume calls the korbanis Pesach korban tzibur because osi b'chinufya. You have millions of people gathered together in Yerushalayim and they're all eating korban Pesach. So in a certain sense, he called it a korban tzibur, but it's not really, because a korban tzibur, the unique characteristic of a korban tzibur is that it's purchased with machzah shekel money. Korban Pesach is not paid for with machzah shekel money. It's paid for by every yochid joins a chabura, and they pay money to become shutfim in a korban Pesach. It's paid for by the person's own money. So that's basically a korban yochid. So when do you have, so a korban Pesach is a korban yochid, which is zman kavua. What other korban do you have? A korban yochid is zman kavua. So the par kain gadol on Yom Kippur. Look how parachatas hashaloi, he has to bring a dafka on Yom Kippur. That's over yom a bottle of korban. If he doesn't bring the parachatas on Yom Kippur, he's not yotzei. So that's a korban yochid, which is zman kavua. What else? There's a chavite kain gadol. Whoever the kain gadol is, he has to bring a minchas chavitin every single day of the year. That's, he has to pay for it. That's a korban yochid, chavite kain gadol. So the Mishnah says in the second parak in Tmurah, Reb Meir is quoted by the Mishnah that it's really, in a certain sense, it's a little inaccurate what we say that a korban tzibur is decha Shabbos, decha tumah. Tumah is mutter b'tzibur, and biyochid not. It doesn't really depend, strictly speaking, doesn't really depend on korban yochid versus korban tzivi. It depends on a korban she's zmano kavua versus a korban she ain't zmano kavua. If the korban is zmano kavua, even if it's shal yochid, the din is as decha shabbos and decha tumah. And if it's a korban she ain't zmano kavua, even though it is shal tzibah, it's a parhal nevel shal tzibah, it's not decha shabbos, not decha tumah. So this Tana Reb Shimon bar Yochai, this Tana Reb Shimon is of the opinion that what korbanos, what additional korbanos can you bring and overgive them because it's a bama gedoyla as opposed to a bama ktana? Bisman had the bamas. It says in the Chumash, "Lo suchel is barachas haposach be'achad sharecha asher Hashem alkech nasan lochalish v'techa." You can't shech the korbanos bisman had the bamas on your own private bama. There was a certain professor from a certain university. He thought he was a big Jewish scholar in Jewish history. So he developed a whole theory that, Korban Pesach, everybody, every family had their own Korban Pesach and their own cities against the Pasuk and Chumash. Maybe sometimes in the history of the Jewish people, they didn't know the Pasuk and Chumash, but it's black and white and the Chumash looks. L'suchel is berchas ha-Pasach be'achad sharecha, even bisman het abamas, you're not permitted to be makriv a Korban Pesach. My father went to that graduate school and that university, so he had to correct that professor to tell him. The professor wasn't so thrilled about it because he had a big chiddush based on this assumption that every family celebrated Korban Pesach, and this man had the bummers on their own. Yeah. So there was a din of heta bummers. When you have a heta bummers, where can you make a bummer? In America also. So that's the first Mechilta, the first Mechilta, I think is in Parshas Bo, Shmos Ve'era Bo, and the first Mechilta says, Kodim Shenipcharo Eretz Yisrael, when the Jews were in the Midbar, there was a Het HaBamas. Was there a Het HaBamas? I forgot already. Yeah. Yeah, there was a Het HaBamas. So, I think there was.
Rebbe, how could there have been if they weren't even allowed to eat meat on their own? They had to shech the chulin in the Azara for just to have meat, they had to eat kachim.
That's, we learned chulin last year, that was a machlokes hatanaim. So the Rebbe Akiva's opinion was that Eivrei Besar Nechira was mutter. It was mutter to eat chulin, and you didn't even need all the chamish al chashchita. It was mutter to eat the bosa. If you want to be makrovit, then you had to bring it to the Mishkan. Was there a het habamas? I forgot already. I
think isn't it one after the other that in the Midbar there wasn't, and then at Gilgal there was, at Shiloh there wasn't, at Nova Givam there was, and in the Mikdash there wasn't?
Don't remember. Gotta look in Chumash again. I think that's how the Chazal understood the pasuk. Lo sasin kechol she'anachnu osim po ayom, ish kaleyosha be'enov. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, when there will be an Issa Bamas, then you won't be allowed. Ish kaleyosha. I don't know. We got to look in Chumash again. Got to look in Mishnah.
Rabbi, I just checked the Mishnah in the 14th parak of Zevachim, and it says that before the Mishkan, the Bamas were okay, and after they built the Mishkan, Bamas were forbidden.
Before the Mishkan. Before the Mishkan, Bamas were Mutter. When they built the Mishkan, then the Bamas were us. And then when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was a period of time that there was a Heta Bamas. So the first Mechilta says, after Mishinivchara, in the Midbar, there was a Heta Bamas before the Mishkan. So that was in Chutzlords. They were Chutzlords. But after they crossed over the Yarden, then the Heta Bamas was only in Eretz Yisrael. There was no longer Heta Bamas in Chutzlords. In fact, the Mishnah that Tosfos quotes here, the top of Lamed Ches Omid Beis, Tosfos quotes the Mishnah, where is it? Is this the wrong Tosfos? No, come on. Oh, here, take a look in the Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the Omer Rabbi Elazar. Tosfos there quotes a Mishnah. Bola Nova Givon. Nova Givon was a Bama Gedolu. Hutru HaBamos. There was a Het HaBamos there. Kotche Kadosh Nachol Mathim and Akloim. that's inside the Azara Kachim Kalim and Maisa Shem Nacholim Chol Ori Yisrael, but not in Chutz Lords, because there was no Heter Bamis in Chutz Lords. When you have a Heter Bamis, what it means is that we treat all over Eretz Yisrael, all locations in Eretz Yisrael, as if everything is Yerushalayim. So Kachim Kachim, you can't eat in Yerushalayim. You cannot eat in Yerushalayim. You can only eat it in the Azara. So Kachim Kachim, even Mizman Heter Bamis, Azonei Nacholim, Lefnim and Akloim, inside the Azara. And Kachim Kalim, which you can eat, Bechol Yerushalayim, so that you can eat, Bechol Ari Yisrael, because all of Eretz Yisrael has the same thing as Yerushalayim. So Tesis had the Girsa in the Mishnah there, in the end of Zvachem, on Kufyu, base on base, Bolanova Givon, Kachim Kalim, Necholim, Kachim Kalim, and Maisa Shein, and Necholim, Bechol Ari Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael has a din like Yerushalayim, so you can eat Maaser Sheni, also B'chol Ari Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his father a suggestion, B'chol Ari Yisrael, the cities in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the farms. So you can only eat Kachim Kalim, B'chol Ari Yisrael, can't eat it on the farms. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. Based on the Lashon HaMishnah, B'chol Ari Yisrael. But you can't eat in a chutz lords because chutz is no heter bamis. Heter bamis doesn't only mean it's mutter to make a bama. It means all of Eretz Yisrael has the status like Yerushalayim. So therefore, my susheni, kochim kalim, which I normally eat in Yerushalayim, may be eaten mecholari Yisrael. And my susheni, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, may be eaten mecholari Yisrael. See, the Mishnah, the word my susheni is missing. So on the side of the page, they say that's the girsa that many Rishonim had. That Mishnah in Zvachim Kuf Yud Beis on the days, Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni Necholim Mechol Ari Yisrael. So Tosfos had that girsa. Tosfos understood that that's included in the Mishnah, that you can eat Maaser Sheni Mechol Ari Yisrael. So the Keren Ora is a safer. We mention every so often. This is safer Mishkan as Yankiv. By Rabbi Yankel Karlina, he learned by Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, one of the early Talmidim in Volozhiner Yeshiva. And and when he passed away, he was the rabbi in Karlin, and he was a misnagid. He has a few of the tshuvas in his sefer are to attack certain practices that the Hasidim have. And then after he passed away, so his brother took over the rabbanus. His brother was the author of the Keren Ora. So the Keren Ora there on that Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis on the base raises a question that we paskin lahalacha. In the Gemara, the end of the second parak in Kedushin, in the Machlekes, Rab Meir, Rab Yuda, when the Maaser Sheni Mama Bana, Maaser Sheni Mama Gavaya, so the Gemara says we pass them like Rab Meir. It's an exception to the rule. Usually, it's not a rule. Usually, it turns out that when they voted in the later generations, so the consensus was like Rab Yuda most of the time. But regarding Maaser Sheni Mama Gavaya, the consensus was like Rab Meir, the Maaser Sheni Mama Gavaya. The Pashtun says also, it's not that there's a rule that whenever there's machlokes abay v'rabba, the din is like rab, except for yalkagam. It's not a rule. They voted, the Amorai voted, and that's what it turned out. B'mikre, it turned out that ruba de ruba of the cases where there's a machlokes abay v'rabba, they ruba de ruba, they paskan like rabba. And then there were six cases that we paskan like, that they paskan like abay, and that's the Rashi Tevis of the yalkagam. So the Karanara there raises a question. This psak that we have, that Maaser Sheni Maman Gavaya, maybe that's only Bizman Isad Bamas, and you have to schlep the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, to a special location. So you have to treat it like Karbanas. But Bizman Heter Bamas, that you can eat the Maaser Sheni B'chol Ari Yisrael, the farmer lives wherever, and he can eat in his Deirot or whatever, at Keren B'Yavna, wherever he lives on the farm. And he can eat the Maaser Sheni where he is, where he's located. So maybe since you don't have to bring it to a special location, maybe the whole idea of Maaser Sheni Mama Gavaya doesn't apply. Maybe only say Maaser Sheni Mama Gavaya. Maybe it's only called Maaser Sheni Mama Gavaya when you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Yeah, this we mentioned the other day that there are three mitzvahs that require three items that require havoas makom. All karbonos have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring that's a person is magdash a korban in New York State. He has a farm in upstate New York. He's magdash an animal as a korban. So you can't make a bummer. There's no heta bummer. He has to take the animal. He has to either wait till he gets a mum and depoide it and then take the money, send the money to Eretz Yisrael, the Bizman HaMikdash, and bring the korban. Or he has to transport the animal. He can wait and wait. You're not allowed to make a mum. Or you can take the animal. So bringing the animal to Yerushalayim does not enhance the kedusha of the animal. It has the full kedusha here. It has already a kedusha aguf lamizbech if you magdush it here. But there are three items that have to be brought to Yerushalayim, and when you bring it into the Yerushalayim, it's mashlim the kedusha. So that's called havoas makom. That's right. Menachem Zemba, as I mentioned, Menachem Zemba had a hardware store. His father-in-law had a hardware store, and the father-in-law supported him. And after the father-in-law passed away, he was a goyin agoyinim. After the father-in-law passed away, so he ran the hardware store. And then he had chaverim. He had a group of polish goyinim, iluyim. They knew kol haTorah kula. They knew every Yor Samech and every Rogat Shabbat. They knew every Yerushalmi, every Tosefta. They knew everything. So he had one of his chaverim put out the Sifrei Zuta on Chumash Bamidbar by the Tanim, the basement Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Shmuel. And he wrote Ha'oris, the Ambuah de Sifrei Ha'oris, on the bottom of the page. So yes, Rabbi Menachem Zemba, would he want to add some Ha'oris to the Sefer? So he sent them a kuntres that's almost 100 pages long on the discrepancy between the text of the Esek Dushas as it appears in Perek Aleph and Mishnayis Kelim, and as it appears in the Sifrei Zuta in Parshas Nosoi, by Shiluach Tmei Men Amachne. So the Sifrei Zuta also starts off Esek Dushas Hain, practically identical with the Mishnah in Perek Aleph and Kelim, but there are slight discrepancies. So he wrote over 90 pages, a whole kuntres, and Menachem Zemba wrote a whole kuntres explaining the discrepancy. So he, in that kuntres, he gives you the definition of what does it mean, Havoas Makom. I never heard this from Rav Soloveitchik, but they told me that after I left the shir a few years later, he said this pshat as well, that that's the pshat on Havoas Makom. When you bring Bechor Behemah Torah, or you bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim, or when you bring Ma'aseh Sheni Net to Revai, that's called Havoas Makom. When you bring Karbonis to Yerushalayim, that's a Chaybas Tipol. You have to be Metapol, the Rambam calls it like that, that's a Loshon HaGemara. You have to be Metapol in the animal to bring it to Yerushalayim to be Makrovit, because when there's no Het Habamah, so you can't be Makrovit where you are. But when you bring it to Yerushalayim, it doesn't enhance the Kedusha. It doesn't complete the Kedusha. But when you bring Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, that's where the Tosis points out over here. On Daf Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph, the last few lines in Oy Dilma. The last few lines. The Tosis says, he can't so help a loy halei Yerushalayim, he would have been able to be poida. That's like over lo korla shem maisek. Once he korla shem maisek sheni, so then maisek sheni, zena nechol b'chol my Shabbos. It's a question. Maybe maisek sheni is called ena nechol b'chol my shosech. We had the Gemara was discussing Rabbi Yossi Haglili has two brises, and the first brise he says that you can't bring you can't eat matzah shell ma'aseh sheni because ma'aseh sheni is ein anechel banina. So you have to say lo yachal to be oni mimenu. I didn't eat when you say the vidui ma'aseh and erev Pesach of the fourth year, erev Pesach of the seventh year. So you have to include la biyata memena b'tameh, I didn't consume it in a state of tumah, and la achalti b'yoni memena, I didn't eat the ma'aseh sheni in a state of aninus. And matzah that you eat on Pesach night has to be lechemoni, even though lechemoni is spelled with an ayin, but Rabbi Yosef Glili interprets it an additional level of interpretation. He also agrees it can't be matzah shira, that's the pshuto, lechemoni of poor people as opposed to matzah shira. But an additional level of interpretation is if the word oni was spelled with an aleph, mishenechel baninus. So you cannot, so Rabbi Yosef Glili says, you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah if you have matzah shal ma'aseh sheni b'yushalayim because it's einanechel baninus. And then Rabbi Yosef Glili says, if you have matzah shal bikurim, and the farmer gives the bikurim to a kohen in Yerushalayim, and the kohen is allowed to eat it. So the kohen will grind up the bikurim, chita mesorim, you can bring bikurim from the shivas aminim. So if you brought chita mesorim, the kohen will grind it up, make flour, and then bake matzah. So can he be yotze? Can he kill two birds with one stone? Can he use the matzah that he baked from the chita mesorim of the bikurim to be yotze the mitzvah of achilas bikurim and achilas matzah v'basachas to be yotze both? So Rabbi Yosef Glili says no, and then Rabbi Akiva also agrees with him. Why not? So he said, because Ein Anechal B'chol Moshe Sechem. Ein Anechal B'chol Moshe Sechem. Why didn't he say Ein Anechal Baninus? Apparently he thinks it is Nechal Baninus. But it's Ein Anechal B'chol Moshe Sechem. So I'm wondering, it could well be that this din, Ein Anechal B'chol Moshe Sechem, means what the Keren Aruch said. He said, whenever you mechuyev to bring the Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, whenever you mechuyev to bring something to Yerushalayim, then it's Mamon Gavaya. Whenever you don't have to, whenever there's a heter bamis and you can eat it wherever you live, then he raised the possibility. And maybe you don't say in such a tkufa, during the period of time that there was a bamis gedola, no, the given, there was a heter bamis, whenever there was a heter bamis in Eretz Yisrael, and all of Eretz Yisrael had the status like Yerushalayim. You didn't have to dafka bring the Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. You didn't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So he raises a possibility. Maybe it was Mamon Bailam. But if you live in a generation where you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, then it's Mamon Gavoya. So that's why it's no good. Not Ein Anecha B'chol Moshe Sechem. Ein Anecha B'chol Moshe Sechem is what causes it to become Mamon Gavoya. And if it's Mamon Gavoya, then it's no good because Hekdesh, either because in each Alachem, the way the Rosh and the Taz understood literally, or because we treat it like Hekdesh. Like the Be'er Agro explained, why is the common practice Bizman Azed that we're paid the Ma'aseh Sheni on a Pruta? You have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Ma'aseh Sheni, and everybody, all the Mashgichim in Eretz, they're paid all the Ma'aseh Sheni on a Pruta. The answer is because Eina Noila Hegdashis. Since but that's what the Be'er Agro said, and that's what the Netziv wrote, that the Netziv wrote a commentary on the Shiltas when he was a teenager. So he writes, if the Vilna Gaon said it, it's going to be correct. But it happens that it's an often a Yerushalmi. He quotes the Beferish Yerushalmi, what the Be'er Agro said, that why is it that we're permitted to be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni Bizman Hazeh on a Pruta? Because Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavaya, so I treat it like Hegdash, and that's a din, Ein Ano La Hegdashis. The original din is Ein Ano La Hegdashis. And we treat Ma'aseh Sheni as if it were Hegdash. The Raman quotes that there were in the days of the Goyim, there were some of the Goyim insisted that you have to be paid the Ma'aseh Sheni b'shavyo, even b'zman hazeh. What are you going to do with all that money? You have to destroy all the money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, you have to destroy all the money. The common practice today is that nobody does that. There's no pseudo, there's a din, ain't another the Hegdashis. You're not allowed to cheat Hegdash. But b'zman hazeh, if you're going to cheat the Ma'aseh Sheni not losing anything. If you would be able to eat Ma'aseh Sheni b'Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to cheat Ma'aseh Sheni. You have to give hundreds of thousands of dollars for the pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, then take all that money to Yerushalayim and buy baka batzona, b'yayin, b'shecher, eating all of that food, b'kedusha b'tahara, in Yerushalayim. But b'zman hazeh, there are three good reasons why we can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. You can't eat, even if you bring the money to Yerushalayim, you buy other food, you have to eat the other food, b'kedusha b'tahara. We are Tomei, and the Ma'aseh Sheni is usually Tomei, unless it never had Hechsher Eichlet. No one ever rinsed it off. So usually the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tomei, you can't eat it. And his name is Bech Banoi. So there are three reasons why we can't eat. You can only eat Ma'aseh Sheni if you are Tohar, and the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tohar, and there's a Mizbech Banoi. So that could be when the Gemara, when the Tana Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says that Matzan Achelus B'chol Moshe Sechem is good. Yotzu Bikurim, if it's something Zen and Echa B'chol Moshe Sechem, maybe what it means is that since you mechuyev to, like the Keren Ora wrote there at the end of his Zvachim, since you mechuyev to bring it to Yerushalayim, so it doesn't have the din of Mamon Bailam, it's Mamon Gavoya, and Mamon Gavoya is Pasul. That's what Rabasi said. If the din would be like Rab Meir, and the din is like Rab Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamon Gavoya, so then you can't be Yotzi, Dechai B'sa Mitzvah of Matzah. Because it's Mama Gavoya. Yeah, that's a question. Is that true? Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya applies to Bikurim also. Because Rabbi Yosef Glili said it by Bikurim. So you would say because Bikurim is a hybrid, that's what we spoke about. Bikurim is a hybrid of Kedushas Truma and Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. Truma, that's why it's only in Echel Tukan. We said there's a Mishnah Me'ilah that if you a person is a non-Kohen, and he eats truma, if he eats a gazais of truma, he gets malchus. What if he eats a half a gazais of truma and half a gazais of basa b'cholav? We paskin, he doesn't get malchus. You have to eat a full kashir of one iser. the Tana Reb Shimon holds kol shuhul amalkas, the Mishnah in the third parak and Makas. You don't have to eat a kazai, so we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. And then Reb Meir's opinion, he says, suim mitzvah from zeh mzeh, you eat a half a gazai of basa b'cholam and a half a gazai of chazer, you also like it, so we don't accept Reb Meir's opinion. You only get malkas if you eat a gazai of one iser. But if a zar, a non-kaim, will eat a quarter of a gazai of chal, a quarter of a gazai of bikurim, a quarter of a gazai of trum, and a quarter of a gazai of maisim and a maiser, that's called trumas maiser. So the Mishnah says in Me'ila, it's all shem echad of truma. Everything is shem echad. So bikurim is a composite, is a combination, is a hybrid of truma. It has a shame truma on it. But truma you can eat anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Can't eat it in chutz lords, because chutz lords has tumas Eretz Amin midirabanan. So you're not allowed to eat the truma in a state of tuma. But you can eat the truma anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not in a cemetery. My Sirishan, it says, v'chal tamase b'chol mokim, so the Tanoim have a comment, afilu b'beis ha-gvoros, because my Sirishan may be eaten b'tuma. A tuma is allowed, this tuma is permitted to eat the my Sirishan. But a tuma is not permitted to eat the truma. So truma can be eaten anywhere, but my sasheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So bikurim has the chumas of both. My sasheni can be eaten by a non-kohen, but bikurim cannot. Bikurim has to be eaten by a kohen. So bikurim is a combination. It's a hybrid of truma with my sasheni. So I don't know any sources. Maybe my sasheni is also mama gavaya. Maybe bikurim is also mama gavaya. Just like my sasheni. You have to bring it. That's what the Kevinora raised the possibility, the end of Anadaf. And the end of Zvachem on Kuf Yud Beis, Kuf Yud Aleph, wherever it was there, he says, maybe my Sesheni Mama Gabay only applied Bizman Beis Alamim, that you have to bring the my Sesheni to Yerushalayim. So then it has a din of Mama Gabay. But Bizman Nova Gibbon, that is, Kochim Kalam and my Sesheni Necholam Mokhamokim, he says, maybe then it's not Mama Gabay. So maybe that's what it means. Necholam Mokhamashosecha means that you don't have to bring it to a specific location. So therefore, it's mama and bialim. But if it's in an echad b'chol moshe v'seichem, then it's mama gavaya, then it's no good. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yosef Glili meant. Thank you. That's how we were learning the whole Gemara. The Gemara said that you can be yotzei. Here, the Gemara and Lamed Heyam the base is commenting. The Gemara quotes a caption from the Mishnah. HaKohanim HaYotzi with Truma, with Chala in Truma, if they made it into Matzah. Someone was Mafresh Chala and they gave it to the Kohen, and then the Kohen baked the Matzah. And he didn't let it become Chametz, he baked the Matzah. Or they gave Truma to the Kohen, and the Kohen ground the Truma and made flour, and then he made Matzah out of it. So the Kohen can be Yotzi, the Chaybas Matzah, even though he's really fulfilling two different mitzvahs. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and the mitzvah of Achilas Truma at the same time. And he's going to say, Bracha, Shekhidushani b'gdushos v'shalaren, v'tzivano al Achilas Truma. He's going to say, Shekhidushani b'mitzvahs v'tzivano al Achilas Matzah. He's going to say, Hamoitzi, then two brichas ha-mitzvah. He's fulfilling two different mitzvahs Achila. So the Gemara said, Pshita, why not? The Gemara says, Ma'udit teima, one might have argued the point in the thought, Matzah shavel cholod and bino kamashmula matzahs riba, that these two mitzvahs are commensurate. You can have both of them together. There's no tie to the sasri, because the Gemara is going to continue to say that sometimes there's a tie to the sasri between the two different mitzvahs. Here, that's the bottom line on lamet ches amir aleph chalas toide rikike nazir. So the Mishnah mentions a person made chalas toide rikike nazir, planning, say if he planned to bring it for himself and he only had in mind Chalas Toide B'Kikei Nazir, even if he didn't bring it, he didn't bring the Shalmei Nazir that he's supposed to bring the B'Kikei Nazir with. And he baked the Chalas to use it for a Korban Toide, but then he never brought the Korban Toide, but he had in mind when he was baking the Matzah, he's going to use it for a Korban Toide. So then that's the bottom Taisus explains. Nirul Arikat, Pirush HaKuntra, the bottom Taisus on Lama Tchesem and Alfa, Yav Chalas Toide B'Kikei Nazir. He never brought the Shalmei Nazir and never brought the Karban Toide. But since at the time that he baked the matzahs, when he needed the dough, and when he baked the matzahs, he had in mind the shame Chalas Toide B'Kikei Nazir. So that's not called Lishmofa Matzah, because these two mitzvahs are so different. Why are they so different? So that's what the Gemara says. Ushmartem es hamatzos. You need shmura. Shmura means shima mechima. It's not shmura has two parts. It has to be shima mechima. It's an asiyah lishma. You have to do the baking lishma. So the Gemara says ushmartem es hamatzos. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah yosin zazu to the exclusion of the chalas toydi v'kikin odzer that you didn't have in mind ein mishtameres l'shem mitzvah. Not l'shem matzah, el l'shem zevach. He planned it to use it for a different korban. Yeah. Then Rabbi Yosef said the same thing from a different pasuk. It has to be shivas yamim. Shivas yamim matzah tochela. It's only called matzah shal mitzvah. Matzah nachelas is shivas yamim. But if you bring chalas toydi b'kikein ozer, you can't eat it for 7 days. It's part of the korban, just like the toida and the shalmei nozer. May not be eaten for 7 days. So Chalas Toydi B'Kikein Ozer have the same restriction in Zman. So that's what the Gemara is saying. They're both saying the same thing, Rabbi Yosef, from two different psukim, but it boils down to the same thing. It's a tighter disasri between the two mitzvahs, the mitzvah matzah and the mitzvah Chalas Toydi B'Kikein Ozer. But the Mishnah does say, if he baked it, Asan Limka Bashuk, then it is good. So why is that? So that's what the Gemara asks, why is that good? The Gemara finally says on the bottom of Amid Beis, what's the beer? So the Gemara says, "V'lav taima boy, what is halacha Moshe Mitzinai? Doesn't have to have hilchas abloy taima. You don't have to have logic. It's not. We didn't have a tradition. The Chachamim established this din. Why did they base it on? So the Gemara said, "Taima mai Amar Rabbe." The last two lines on Lamil Ches on Beis Amar Rabbe Kol Ashuk. Whenever you're baking in order to sell it. As Chalas Toydi B'Kikein Ozer to the public, a lot of people are going to come to be Ola Rego, Pesach time. And a lot of people are going to have to bring Shalmei Nozer or Nazirim will bring Shalmei Nozer. They don't always bring when the Naziris is up that day. It's expensive. You have to take off time to travel to Yerushalayim. So they're going to wait. They'll be Nazirim. They won't take a haircut and they won't drink wine. They won't go to a funeral. Another couple of weeks till it comes Pesach, and they'll bring all the karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash. So it's self-understood that you have in mind, if you're baking Lashuk, in Luchim Mimlach, you have in mind, you may reserve the right to change your mind. In Mizdabim, Mizdabim, if I'll get customers who will want to buy it for Chalas Toydi B'Kikein Ozer, fine. Eloi Mizdabim, Epik Bu'ano. And if it turns out that I'm going to have it left over, then I'll use it for Pesach. So since he had it self-understood, that he had this in mind, im luchim mimlach, whenever you're baking lashuk, so you know that you may not get enough customers to buy everything. What are you going to do with all the leftover matzah? You're going to burn it? You're going to throw it out? No, he's going to use it for the Seder. So since he has that in mind also, so that is lishma. So that's a kasha that Achreinim ask. If you look in the Nesibis wrote a sefer on Hilchas Pesach. What's the sefer called? I forgot.
Mekor Chaim.
Mekor Chaim. So then has on the side of the page they have the comments from the Mogen Ho'elef by a Choref. I think that was his name. No, who wrote the Mogen Ho'elef? I forgot his name. He was a very polisher, very sharp, not like the Nesivis' style at all. Charifas digger things, but he asked a good kasha here. In the Mogen Ho'elef, which is a commentary on the Mekor Chaim, so he's bothered with Akasha. Here the fella had in mind, either I'm going to sell it for someone who's going to use it, B'chalas Toydi B'Kikein Ozer, or I'll use it for the Seder. Epik B'hu Ano. Isn't there a problem here, a brera? Let's say a man has two wives, and then he realizes he can't afford two wives. So he has to divorce one of them, and he didn't decide which one to divorce. And they both have the same name, Rochel Bas Eliezer. So he writes a get, and he tells the sefer, I'm going to divorce one of my two wives. I didn't decide which one. So he writes a get for Rochel Bas Eliezer, but both wives have the same name. Eze Sheretza Agar Shena. So the Mishnah says in Gittin that it's no good. So Gemara says, why is it no good? So there's a whole sugi over there about Ein Brera. If you have a mind, either A or B, and the get has to be written Lushma at the time that you write it, he can say, next week I'll decide which one I want to divorce, and next week we'll determine who the Lishma was for. No, it has to be Mavur. At the time that you're writing the get, it has to be Mavur. That's called Ein Brera. That's called Ein Brera. That's an issue, let's say, this year, Erev Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos. So a lot of people will want, so the rabbis are going to be selling the chametz on Friday morning. but all day Friday you're allowed to eat chametz, and then you get a lot of people who want to eat chametz Shabbos morning for breakfast, for the first Suda in the morning. They'll have the chametz. So you're not selling all the chametz. The rabbi is selling the chametz on Erev Shabbos in the morning, but that's not Erev Pesach tomorrow. Erev Pesach is Choli is B'Shabbat, tomorrow is Erev Pesach. So the people are still going to be eating chametz. So what exactly are you selling to the goy? So there are two practices, how to sell a chametz. So Rabbi Kiveger raises a possibility in his Chubis that the Mishnah says that Mekach and Memkar is Gzeira de Rabbanan. It's awesome at the Rabbanan Hashab. Gzeira Shem Yichtov. You're not allowed to buy, you're not allowed to sell. So here I want to sell, the rabbi wants to sell all of the chametz of all the balabatim to the Nochri. So you're not allowed to sell chametz on Shabbos. But here the rabbi makes the Maisa Mechira on Friday morning, but he says, I want the Kinyan to be Chal on Shabbos morning. So Rabbi Kiveger raises the possibility, maybe that's also prohibited. Even though on Shabbos he's totally Shev Al Tasa, he's davening in Shul when the Kinyan is going to take effect. He said the Kinyan should take effect at 10:30 Shabbos morning. So some people will daven in the Hashkama Minyan in order that they'll be able to eat Chomet Shabbos morning, and other people will not daven in the Hashkama Minyan, and they'll eat the egg matzahs, whatever. They won't eat Chomet. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Erev matzah by Erev Pesach, they said you're not allowed to, but if it's matzah Shira, then the Rabbi Natam said you are allowed to. That was the long thesis on Laman Hamid Beis at the end. He said, Yerushalmi says, Erev matzah by Erev Pesach is not allowed. Kiril, boil, resas, and beis chomav, and only matzah ruya losses by dechayva, but matzah shiri allowed to eat. So many people will eat egg matzah in the morning, and others will want to eat davke chametz. So Rabbi Kiveger raises the possibility, if the rabbi sells the chametz on Friday morning, and he says, I want the kinyan to take effect on Shabbos morning at 10:30 in the morning, when the Isra Achila sets in. If this very osabanos, neidvar menim shusha shalodam, and you can't sell it. Just like the Gemara said, you can't be mevatler after the Issa Hanoah. But before the Zman Issa Hanoah, so it'll be Asa Bachila, Muta Manoah, and then you can't sell. But if it's Shabbos, then there's an Issa Mekach HaMemkar. So Rabbi Kiveger raises a possibility. Maybe one can be in violation of the Issa Mekach HaMemkar, even though he did the Maisa Kinyan on Erev Shabbos, but the Kinyan is going to be Chal on Shabbos. Maybe that's also Mekach HaMemkar. That's an issue by the stock market. The stock market, I think, they're not open on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. They're not open on Shabbos. On the weekend, they're not open. But on, I think Yom Kippur also, they're not open. But on Yom Kippur, they are open. So let's say I leave instructions. When a certain stock goes down to a certain point, I want to buy it. And when a certain stock, when my stock goes up, I want to sell it. So I leave instructions, and then they sell it for me on Yom Kippur. But I'm totally Shev Al Tasa on Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur never happens because the stock market is not open on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But Yom Tov when the Shaila comes up, I leave instructions. I want to buy stocks when the stock reaches a certain low, or I want to sell my stocks when it reaches a certain high, and then it's taken care of automatically. I don't have to do anything more. So am I in violation of Mekach HaMemkar when I'm totally Shev Al Tasa? So in malachas, you can only violate a malacha b'kumbi asay. That's a malacha deraisa, a malacha derabbanan. But this is not a malacha. This is a gzeir Hashem yichtov. You don't say that whoever sells or buys something on Shabbos or Yom Tov is in violation of kosev mederabbanan. He didn't do any ksiv at all. It's a gzeir Hashem yichtov. Gzeir Hashem mishum mekach hamemkar zos gzeir Hashem yichtov. So gzeiras can sometimes be violated by Shev Al Tasa. Take, for example, I'm going to leave food on the fire without a blech. So when Shabbos enters and my food is on my fire without a blech, I'm a violation of Shehiyah. You're not allowed to. You can violate the gzeira de Rabbanan by Shev Al Tasa. Shabbos, you're totally Shev Al Tasa. It all depends how they formulated the gzeira. If it's a malacha min HaTorah, a malacha min HaRabbanan, you can only, there's no violation of a malacha by Shev Al Tasa. But that klal doesn't apply to gzeiras. Sometimes gzeiras, it all depends how they formulated the gzeira. So Rabbi Kiveger raises the possibility that maybe the gzeira mekach hamemkar, gzeira shem yichtov, maybe it was instituted to be violated even b'shev al tasa. So that's why many rabbanim this year that the erev Pesach holiest b'Shabbos, some of the rabbanim will not sell the chametz. They won't say, I want the kinyan to take effect on Shabbos morning at 10:30 because the Rebbe Kevega is Chumrah. So they'll say the Mechiras Chametz is taking place on Friday morning. That's a day before Erev Pesach. Mechiras Chametz is taking place at Friday morning at 10:30, but we're not selling all the Chametz. We're only selling whatever Chametz will turn out to be left over on Shabbos morning at 10:30 in the morning. We won't eat it up today on Friday. We won't eat it up Friday night or Shabbos morning. Whatever Chametz will turn out to be left over in our homes on Shabbos morning, we want all of that Chametz to be sold today to the Nachri on Friday morning at 10:30 in the morning. But that's an issue of Breira. That's a problem of Breira. I'm selling the Goy Chametz now. If I say whatever Chametz will be left over Shabbos morning at 10:30, should be nikne to the Goy on Shabbos morning 10:30, that's not a violation of Breira. Because at the time that the Kinyan is taking effect, namely on Shabbos morning 10:30, at that time it is Mavurar. So that's a Beferish Gemara and Bava Kama. If you make a Kinyan La'achazman, you want the Kinyan to take effect La'achazman. I want, the rabbi is selling, negotiating with the Nochri on Friday morning. He says, I want to sell you the Chametz. The Kinyan should take effect Shabbos morning at 10:30. And Shabbos morning 10:30, it will be Mavurar, what the people ate and what's gone and what's still there. So that's not an issue of Breira, because at the time the Kenyan is taking effect, it's Mavura and what is taking effect. But Rebbe Kivega thought that's a violation of Mekka HaMemkar B'Shabbos, even though Yishev Al-Tasa. So that's why many will do like Rebbe Kivega. They'll say the Kenyan should take effect on Friday morning at 10:30, and whichever Chametz will be left over on Shabbos morning. But that's an issue of Ein Breira. We paskan, there's a Machleg Satana, we paskan Ein Breira. So the Achrayim defend that practice. They say, the Gemara, the way we paskan la'alocha, that with respect to dinim de'araisa ein brera, with respect to dinim de'rabbanan yesh brera. So they say, the balabatam aro is mevatl all of their chametz. So the whole mechiras chametz is only needed mid de'rabbanan. On the level of de'araisa, you don't need mechiras chametz because they're all mevatl chametz. So since the whole need for the mechiras chametz is only to solve the bal yiroi de'rabbanan, because Madaraisa Bibitl Bial Masagi, so with respect to Dinam Rabbanan, say Yeshbrer. This is very difficult. The Stechemen has pages and pages on this. And the two practices this year, whether you sell the Chametz as of Shabbos morning 10:30, or you sell the Chametz as of Friday morning 10:30, whatever will turn out to be left over on Shabbos morning. So that's very difficult to say. Since the whole need for the Mechiras Chametz is only to avoid Bal Yeroi de Rabbanon, because on the level of the Raisa, the Bitul Bial Masagi, so therefore you say Yesh Breira. No, but Mechiras Chametz is a Din de Raisa. I'm selling merchandise to another person. Not that you're making a Reuve Tchumen, which is only needed mid Rabbanon, and you say Yesh Breira. I don't know which direction I want to go. If I'll hear the Chacham is in the city to the Mizrach, then I want the Erev Tchumen to the Mizrach to be good. And if I hear the Chacham is visiting in the city to the Ma'arav, I can't have an Erev to both cities, either to the right or to the left. So he says, if the Chacham Bali Le'ir Plonis, I want that Erev Tchumen to be good. If I hear the Chacham came to the city to the west, then I want that Erev to be good. So that the whole institution of Eruv Yitchumen is only, the whole thing only exists mid the Rabbanim. So with respect to Din of the Rabbanim, we say, Yesh Breira Behi, Mechiras Chametz. You're selling merchandise. You're selling something. That's a Mechira that works Menador. The whole need for it is only to avoid Bal Yeroi, the Rabbanim, because Mederaisa Bibitel beyond Masage. That's not the same as saying that Bid the Rabbanim, Yesh Breira. Anyway, but those are the two practices. So that's a question over here. That's what the Magen Ho'elef is, the commentary on the, what's again the name of the Sefer by the Nesivos, Anuchas Pesach.
Mekor Chaim.
The Mekor Chaim. So the commentary, the Magen Ho'elef, quotes this Kasha. I don't think the Nesivos asked him. I think the Magen Ho'elef asked that Kasha. How can the Gemara say the last two lines on Lamed Ches on the days? If I get customers who buy it for chalas toidei kikin as a good, so I baked it for that purpose. I don't succeed in getting a customer to buy for chalas toidei kikin as a, then I have in mind I'm baking it lishmo for matzah. So that's a problem of ein brera. It's either lishmo for this or lishmo for that. And now I don't know whether it's going to be used for chalas toidei. Now when I'm baking it, I don't know. It'll turn out, we'll figure it out in the coming days. we'll figure it out. By the time it comes Pesach, we'll figure out whether these matzahs were baked for the Chalas Toder Rikikin Ozer, or they were baked for the mitzvah matzah. What do you mean we'll figure out? What happened to the din of Ein Breira? That's the kasha. So perhaps the answer to the kasha is, there's a machlokes ha-tanoim, whether yesh breira, ein breira. Many tanoim are of the opinion yesh breira. Even in dinim deraisa, yesh breira. Some rishonim paskan yesh breira benegia to dinim deraisa. Why do they say yesh breira? The pashtus is, it's like a tanai. Let's say a man gives a ring to the girl. He says, "Hareh mekudeshesli." If it snows tomorrow, absolutely ridiculous. What does his marriage have to do with the snow? Either he likes the girl, either he wants to marry her. He doesn't want to marry her. I'm shugana. So he says, "Hareh mekudeshesli." If it snows tomorrow, if it doesn't snow, "Hareh iat mekudeshesli." So then you'll see tomorrow. If it snows, she'll be mekudeshes. If it does snow, she won't be mekudeshes. So whenever the two options are yes or no, then we call it a tanai. Whenever the options are yes or yes, I'm making an eruve tchumin either to the east or to the west. But I'm for sure making, because I heard that a chacham is coming. Either the chacham is coming to this city or to that city. So I want one of the two eruve. You can't have two eruve tchumins at the same time. Only one to a customer. Either this is yamokam or that's yamokam. You have al yetzi ish memkom abayam ashvi. You have to decide where is Yamakam on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Wherever Yamakam is, he can only go a Pai Mama around that Makam. So if the person is making two Eruve Tchumins, so that's, it's not a question whether yes or no. For sure he's making an Eruve Tchum. The question is it this one or that one? Or let's say a person buys wine. The case in the Gemara, a person buys wine from religious people, but he knows that those people are not careful about hafrashas, trumas, and maisus. They're not careful about hafrashas, trumas, and maisus. So the wine is tevel. So, but he doesn't have time. It's late Friday afternoon. He doesn't have time to pour out some of the wine, say, this should be truma gedola, this should be maisa rishon, this should be maisa sheni. He doesn't have time now. So he says, Amatzoi Shabbos, I'm going to be mafrish, trumas, and maisus. So he says, the 2% shnei lugin, 2 out of 100 barrels. Shnei lugin shani osed lahafrish as truma. They should be truma now. And which are the two quarts of wine that's going to be truma? I'll designate matzoi Shabbos. I'll determine matzoi Shabbos. So he's being mafrish truma, but he does know which droplets of wine are going to turn out to be the truma. And his vaday mafrish maiserish and his vaday mafrish maisersheni. But we don't know which droplets of wine are going to turn out on Matzoi Shabbos when he pours it into different containers. He doesn't have time now. He bought the wine late on Friday afternoon. So on Matzoi Shabbos, he'll designate which it is. But he wants it to be Chal now. Now it wasn't yet Nizbarer. So since it's Vadai that he's Mafresh, Chumas, and Isis now, it's just the suffix, is it on these droplets or that droplet? So he says he can't afford to be married to two wives. Each wife is very expensive. It costs a fortune of money. Every wife is buying high heels and dresses and hats and everything. And so he can't afford two wives. So he writes a get for one of the two wives. Is Vadai writing a get? But the question is it the Shema for this one? Is Shema for that one? They both have the same name. Rachel Bas Eliezer, whatever. So that's called Brera. So if a man writes a get for his wife and he says, if it snows tomorrow, then I'm going to divorce her. If it does not, I'm not going to divorce her. So he told the sefer to write the get lishmo ala tanai. If it snows, he's going to divorce. If it doesn't snow, not. So if it toss up is yes or no, then it's good. Then it's not called. Then it's not a problem of brera. But if the two alternatives are yes or yes, is it going to be chal like this? Am I selling you this house or that house? Am I mafrish these droplets of wine for truma or those droplets of wine? But is vaday mafrish droplets of wine? So then he's vaday making a chalois, but the chalois is going to be chal on a dovah sheina mevura. So that's called, that's a problem of brera. So maybe that's the answer over here. The din is that you need shmura matzah by matzah. You need shmura, the matzah shal mitzvah has to be baked lishma. The matzah v'chalas toide v'kike nozid never says in the Gemara has to be baked lishma. If he has in mind that he's baking it for chalas toide v'kike nozid, then Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they both say that that's a tarte disasri with the mitzvah of matzah. It has to be matzah mishtameres l'chol shiva. That's how it is. Shmata mishtameres matzah, shem matzah. If it's mishtameris l'shem something else, then it's no good. It's not a problem if he has a mind beferish, so you don't need lishma. When you bake chalas toidi v'kikin nazir, there's no din that you need lishma. If you baked it, l'shem chalas toidi v'kikin nazir, then it takes away. Then it's not called lishma of matzah. But if he has a mind beferish, I may decide to use it for matzah. So it's not yes or yes. It's yes or no. It may be that it's l'shem matzah. Maybe that it won't be l'shem matzah. He may succeed in selling it. If you would have made it l'shem matzah, then there wouldn't be any problem if you want to use it for chalas toidi v'kikin nazir. You don't need lishma by chalas toidi v'kikin nazir. You only need lishma by matzah. But if you made it l'shem the other thing, then it's no good for matzah because it wasn't lishma. See, if so, then it's not a problem of brera. Could be that that's the teretz why it's not a problem of brera. Let's see. Here, what is the Gemara talking about? So the Gemara asks a question. Chalas toide rikike nozir is part of a big carbon. Chalas toide is part of the carbon toide. Toide is a shlamim. So it's so a person who's in a state of aninus, just like an einan is not lo yachal to be oinim imenu. You're not allowed to, for sure. You're not allowed to eat carbonus in a state of aninus. It's a kal v'chomer for ma'aser sheni. So here the chalas toide rikike nozir is part of the carbonus. So you can't eat the chalas toide in the state of aninus. So the Gemara says you're right. It's the loker Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Gemara discussed the whole Mishnah about chalas toide rikike nozir only works out well according to Rabbi Akiva. He didn't hold for that drasha. Lechem oni mishen nechab aninus. You're to the exclusion of ma'aser sheni, which is in nechab aninus. That was Rabbi Akiva's disagreement with Rabbi Yosef Glili. All right. So the Gemara said, take my name, Nechab Anina, Sova like a Rabbi Akiva. Sure. Then the Gemara says, I bet it's Matzah Shira, because the Chalas Toide Rikike Nozi, Shmer on oil. So the Gemara says, come on, 2 drops of oil doesn't make it Matzah Shira. Matzah Shira, if you can taste it, it has a whole different flavor. It tastes like a cake, it doesn't taste like a matzah. But the whole beer, it's only Revi, Sim, Mischalek. How does the Gemara say, Mischalek Zila Kamachalas? Chalas Toide, you have 40 different Chalas. And you're smearing a mashu of shemen on it, that doesn't make it into matzah shira. You have to have more than that. But then the Gemara asks the question, typically, dena chalas b'chom ha'shavos, because originally, Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, where is that price? Originally, Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that you cannot be yotzei with matzah shel bikurim, because dena nechal b'chom ha'shavos. Bikurim, that's the bottom, the last few lines on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. You can't eat Bikurim Chutz LiYerushalayim. And originally, Rabbi Akiva said he agrees with Rabbi Yosef Glili, but the Lab Mitaymei, for a different reason. He says that Matzah Mora Hukish Ahdodi, Mamar Ein Bikurim, Matzah Ein Bikurim. Then the Gemara says, Hodabei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva backed out. It's not based on the Hekish between Matzah and Mora, but rather because Ein Nechala Mechal Moshavis. That's on the top of Lamed Vav on the base, the third line. Hodabei Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya. And the Brisa goes like Rabbi Akiva and says that it's not Necha B'chom HaShavos. So that's the Gemara's Kasha over here. That the Chalas Toide, the Kikei Nazir, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's a Dina Kekotchim Kalim. Goes together with the Shalmei Nazir and with the Shalmei Korban Toide. It's also Shalmei Toide, Toide Shlomov. Korban Toide is basically a Korban Shlom. It's a subcategory of a Shlom. That's what the Gemara said. That's what the Pasuk says. Zevach Toide Shlomov. It's a subcategory. Let's say a person shechts a Toide l'shem Shlomim. Is that called the Shinoi Kodesh? Person shechts, he knows that this is a Shlomim. He shechts it l'shem Chatos. The Kohen says, you're bringing a Shlomim. You have no right. You did an Aveira. You first need a Kapara. You bringing me a Shlomim. I'm going to be Makrev your Shlomim l'shem Chatos, or the shame Osham. First you need a kapara, then you can give the Rabban Shalom Matonis. So that's called the Shinoi Kodesh. The Balabas was Magdish the Korban, the Balakorban is Magdish it, the shame Shlomim, and the one who's going to do it, the Shechit and the Beis Hamikdash says, no, you don't deserve to be a Shlomim. First you need a kapara. I'm going to shech the Lashem Chatos or the shame Osham. So that's the Shinoi Kodesh. So the Gemara says, what if he shecht a toide l'shem shlamim? Gemara says, that's not a shini kodesh. The Chumash calls it zevach toide shlamav. It's a subcategory of a shlamim. So that's what the Gemara asks. What do you need an explanation of Chalas Toida? Kikenozer, it depends. It's a tat to the sase in the lishma. It's not a good lishma. Why don't you say it's no good? Because then an echal b'chama shavus. So the Gemara says, Osameres, it's a rife in the whole discussion here. Chalas Toida, kikenozer, nacholim and oive given. So it is called, it's nacholim b'chama shavus. It's Monday, but given you can bring it even on a Bamas Yoch. It's Nacholim B'chol Meshavos. You didn't have to bring it to a specific location. Just like the Ma'aseh Sheni is, the Ma'aseh Sheni could be eaten in Yerushalayim. So all of Eretz Yisrael has a din like Yerushalayim. It's Man Heta Bamas. So too, Chalas Toda B'Kikei Nozer is part of a Kotch M'Kalim. So you can only eat, Bizman HaMikdash, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So Bizman Heta Bamas, but I know we're given that there's a Heta Bamas. So all of Eretz Yisrael is Dina Ki Yerushalayim. That just like you can eat the Ma'aseh Sheni anywhere, Kachem Kalam and Ma'aseh Sheni Nacholim Mocham Mokham, so the Chalas Toda B'Kikei Nozer also Nacholim Mocham Mokham. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the bottom Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amid Beis quotes Rabbeinu Nissim. Hiksha Rabbeinu Nissim, he lived in the days of the Goyim, Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim. M'kein Heichem Amid Bikurim. So when do we we said Bikurim is not acceptable? Bein the Rabbi Yosef Glili, bein the Rabbi Kiva for the same reason. Gozat Nachelus B'chol Moshe Sechem. So Tosfos asks the Kasha. But Bikurim you eat in Yerushalayim, and Mizman had to bum us, we treat all of Eretz Yisrael as if the whole Eretz Yisrael has a din like Yerushalayim. So just like Chalas Toda Rikike Nozer, Bizman Nova given is Nacholim B'chol Ari Yisrael. So that's why it's called Nacholim B'chol Moshavas. So consider Bikurim also Nacholim B'chol Moshavas. So why did the Gemara say before that both Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, they both agreed to the same thing? Hadabai Rabbi Akiva, the third line from the top of Lamed Vav and Beis, Rabbi Akiva backed out from his original opinion. And after a while, he agreed with Rabbi Yosef Aglili that Bikurim is not acceptable because Ein Nechol B'chol Moshavas. What do you mean? But in the days of Noiva Givain, all of Eretz Yisrael had a din like Yerushalayim. So Bikurim is Nechal B'chol Moshavas. Kohanim, only Kohanim. Kohanim can eat the Bikurim anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. B'chol Ari Yisrael. That's his kashim. Can crave him in order to give him kemo psochim. So you crave him the kuli alma. Yeah. So it's korban is a korban shekavu al ozman. It's a korban shekavu al ozman. So just like psochim is a korban shekavu al ozman. So it's decha shabbos and decha tuma. So therefore, it's korev in a bama gedola. So it's korev in a bama gedola. But then you can eat it b'chol Yerushalayim. So all of Eretz Yisrael has a din like Yerushalayim. So b'zman nova given, you were allowed to eat just like you're allowed to eat the ma'aseh sheni b'chol Ari Yisrael. So you're allowed to eat the Chalas Toda B'Kikei Nozer b'chol Ari Yisrael. They should be allowed to eat the Bikurim B'chol Ari Yisrael. So if so, so why did they both say, why did Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, they both said on the previous daf, Hadabai Rabbi Akiva, they both said Bikurim is not Nechal B'chol Moshavas. Why not? It should be Nechal B'chol Moshavas. That's his kasha. So Rashi answers the kasha. Rashi has on Lamed Chesam Beis, he has narrow lines, then wider lines, and a very wide line. So the second very wide line, there's a period in the middle, and he starts a new paragraph. In the days of Noiva Givon, it's Nechal B'chol Moshavas. But just because in the days of Noiva Givon, it's called Nechal B'chol Moshavas, you can bring a Chalas Toda B'Kikei Nozer to the Noiva Givon, and then you can eat the Chalas Toda B'Kikei Nozer anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, because all of Eretz Yisrael is Dina Ki Yerushalayim. That's what it means, hetabam. Hetabam means mean you treat all of Eretz Yisrael like Yerushalayim. So Rashi writes, that's only bizman nova given. But after the Beis HaMikdash has been built, it's no longer called Nechal B'chol Moshavas Sechem. That's what Rashi holds beferish. And that's what Tosfos writes on that previous daf. And the Tosfos there on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Dibra Maschot Amar Rabbi Lozer. So Tosfos says, יש להם את הוכל לא ממתינן להו מחומן של שיח מעלה לבזמן בייס הילומים. לא לזמן נו וגיבן. בזמן נו וגיבן נסתק הנכל בחומן של שיח, אבל בזמן בייס הילומים it's not נכל בחומן של שיח. That's what Tosfos says. And that's what Rashi writes over here also. Alamed chesam beis. But the Maharsha points out that this Rabbeinu Nisim in Tosfos contradicts what Tosfos wrote on the previous daf on Lamed Vavam beis and contradicts. It's against what Rashi wrote on our Gemara. It's a machlokes. So Rabbeinu Nisim going holds. Rabbeinu Nisim holds that since and if in the days of Nova Givon, Ma'aseh Bikurim was Nechel B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, then even Mizman HaZeh wouldn't be a tarte disasri between Matzah, between Shmura Matzah and Bikurim. If in the days of Nova Givon it's called Nechel B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, so it's only details that Bizman HaZeh, it's not Nechel B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, but it would be Kuf. In principle, in theory, it is called Nechel B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. It's the same. Whatever the din was, Bizman HaZeh, given even though Bizman HaZeh, Lemaisa B'Poyel, it's not, the Bikurim is not Nechel B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. But since in the days of Nova given it was Nechel, so it would be considered Nechel B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. So he's forced into saying that Bizman Nova given they weren't allowed to eat Bikurim all over Eretz Yisrael. Ma'asusheni, you could eat all over Eretz Yisrael, Kachim Kale, Ma'asusheni, and Chalastoy de Rikike Noza, yes. But Bikurim, no. Why not? Why not? But Bikurim is also, Bikurim also a Korban Shez Manakavua. So Tosfos gives two answers. So one answer is, V'yeshlema, the Bikurim, Ho, V'yeshlema, is Man Gorul Kolkach, Lochoshim, is Manakavua. Zmana kavua means like a korban tamid. You have to bring the korban tamid today. The zman is mechayv. Every day on the calendar is mechayv to bring a korban tamid. You have to bring musafim. So Rosh Chodesh is mechayv. Baba Yom, a bottle korbana. You have to bring musafim on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. The zman is mechayv. Here, what are you going to say? The zman is mechayv to bring bikurim. No, a farmer has bikurim. A farmer has a farm and he has shivas amirim grow. So he's mechayiv to bring bikurim. But that's not, zman kavua means the zman is mechayiv. Here, the zman is not mechayiv. It's such as zman gadol, that's what he says. Holy Eshlem is zman gadol chokach. That's not called zman kavua. Zman kavua means zman is mechayiv. And the Rash Mishans, the Rashbo, this is not the Rashbo, the Talmud of the Ramban. Tosfos didn't have a Rashbo. Tosfos had the Rash Mishans. That's the Tosfos Rashbo. And Psochem is by the Rash Mishans. Many of the Tosfos are now word for word from the Rash Mishans here. So he said, "V'rashba meforish the mishum hochay abikurim choy b'shein kavod am zman kim shemein lo peris liyabed bikurim." Mechayv is not that zman is mechayv to bring bikurim. If you are a farmer and you have peris growing, fresh peris are growing your farm, that's mechayv. This is similar to what Rab Soloveitchik used to say over. He polished up. It's not the way it says it in the Turi Evan. Rab Soloveitchik said it over like this. There's a famous test in Kiddushan on the Afchov test. The Mishnah says that the women are only mechuyif to observe mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grom. If it's a loy saseh, so hishva kosevi shalish l'chol onshin shabbat Torah, even if it's a mitzvah loy saseh shazman grom. But a mitzvah saseh shazman grom, women are put. So then the Gemara needs a pasuk to say, kasha tziba oso ashe elokim. It says that Avram Avinu was Mal Yitzchok on the Yom Hashmini, Kasha Tziva Oso Elokim. So Gemara has a drasha Oso Velo Oso that Sora was not Nischaiva. Women are not Mukhiyev to take care of the Bris Mila of their children. Only the father is Mukhiyev to supervise, to see to it that his son gets a Bris. The mother is not Mukhiyev. So Tosfos says to Kasha, why do you need a separate pasuk to teach you Kasha Tziva Oso? Also below Oso, Mila can only be done by Yom, can't be done by Laila. That's how we pass. And one Tana holds, you can't do Mila by Laila, there's only Leil Shmini. But after the Yom HaShmini, you can do whatever you want, even by Yom by Laila, but we don't pass on like that. You're not allowed to do Mila by Laila. So Mila should be considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because you can only do it by Yom, not by Laila. So why do you need an additional pasuk? Kasha tziba Oso alakim Oso below Oso. Women should be potter because it should be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So many terutzim are given on the Tosfos kasha. So the Turi Evan in one place, Badush Agasari Turi Evan gives the following answer. He says, When is it called the mitzvah saseh shehazman grama? Let's say, you got to say Kiddush. Kiddush is an exception to the rule. Despite the fact that Kiddush should have been considered a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, we say zach v'shama b'di b'recha nemru, and therefore I treat it like a hekesh. So just like the women are mechuyev to observe Shamar, because Shamar is a loy sesi, not to do malocha on Shabbos, so women are mechuyev to recite Kiddush as well, because kol sheyeshtem b'shamar, yeshtem b'zoch. Fine. But otherwise, Kiddush would have been considered a mitzvah sesi on grama. Women would have been potter. Why is it as man grama? So the Shazari explains, because if you didn't say Kiddush on Shabbos, and it's already Shabbos is over, over Yom Batal Karbana, you missed. You can't do the mitzvah anymore. But let's say Bris Milah. If you didn't do the Bris Milah on the eighth day, you can't do it Balayla after the eighth day. But then when you do it on the ninth day, or you didn't do it on the ninth day, do it on the tenth day, it's the same old mitzvah. It's not that it's a new mitzvah. It's the same old mitzvah pops up again. So the only time you call it a mitzvah saseh as mangrama, if it's Ava Yomo Batla Mitzvasei, if the day is up, the mitzvah no longer applies. But if the same mitzvah is going to come back again tomorrow morning, and then if you don't do it tomorrow in the daytime and night, you can't do it, it's going to come back again the next day. So that's not cool. Then mitzvah says shehazman grama. That's what the Shagasari says. So Rabbi Soloveitchik polished it up, and he said it over like this. He didn't say it as his own term. He said, this is what the Shagasari is saying. Zman grama means if zman is mechayiv. But here, the zman is not mechayiv to do the bris milah. The baby's an oral. Before the eighth day, he's not an oral. After the eighth day, he's called an oral. Balayla, there's also a chiyuv milah, but balayla is puzzle. The zman is kaveya when you can do the kiyuv mitzvah, but the zman is not kaveya when the chiyuv mitzvah is. If the chiyuv is not zman grama, even though the kiyuv is totally in zman, so that's not called zman grama. So I think that's what Tosfos is saying. That's the answer that the Rabbeinu Nissen Goyen gives of the Yesh Lema. The Bikurim Hol, the Yesh Lema, Zman Gadol, Kol Kach, Lachash, Zman Kavua. Korban, Shizman Kavua, means that the Zman is Machayiv. Every day of the calendar is Machayiv to bring a Korban Tomid, and every day that has Kedusha Sayyam is Machayiv to bring a Korban Musaf. But over here, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? That period of time between when can you bring Bikurim, starting from Shavuot till Chanukah, you can bring Bikurim until Chanukah. After Chanukah, you can't bring. So you're going to say that Bikurim is a mitzvah seseh, shazman grama. The zman is mechayev. No. Every day of the year is mechayev to bring a korban tomid. If you don't bring it today, you blew it. Tomorrow you have a chayev to bring tomorrow's tomid, but you can't bring today's tomid tomorrow. But over here by the Bikurim, there's a chayev to bring Bikurim. You can only bring it a certain season. That's a Tanai in the Kiyama Mitzvah. But it's not that the Zman is Machayev. It's too big a Zman to say. And the Rashbod, Balatay says, the Rash Pinshan says, can't call it Zman Kavua because it's not that the Zman is Machayev. If you are a farmer and you have Peres Bikurim growing on your farm, if you have fruits from the Shivas Amin and growing, so it's a mitzvah on the farmer, a mitzvah mutalus on the farmer, to designate some of the Peres as Bikurim and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Peres are Mechayiv you. If you're a farmer, you have fresh fruits from the Shivas Aminim, that's Mechayiv you. That's not called Zman Grama. So Korban Shezman Kavua means that it's a Korban like a mitzvah sesa Shezman Grama. The Zman is Mechayiv. So I think that both answers that Tosfos gave are leading to in the same direction, that the Zman is not the Mechayiv over here. The Zman is to limit the Kiyum. Like Rav Soloveitchik said, let's say an Oral can't eat Korban Pesach, but he eats Korban Pesach Balayla. So Balayla, he can't do the Bris Milah. So Balayla, you're not Mechuyiv in Bris Milah. So if you're not Mechuyiv, so why is it called an Oral? Why is it called an Oral? You're not Mechuyiv to do the Bris Milah Balayla. So he said, no, the Chiv is Bayom Balayla. There's a Chiv to do the Bris Milah Bayom HaBalayla. But Balayla, you can't do the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Kiyum HaMitzvah can only be done by Yom. It can't be done by Laila. Okay. We've almost finished the whole Chazor. We left out a little bit about Lakuach. Okay. Maybe tomorrow, Blineta, we'll finish up with Lakuach. The Machlekes, Reb Yehuda and HaChachamim, take a look at the Tosfos Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Reb Amaschal, Reb Yehuda. And then after that, we'll go Vaita. We'll start the next Mishnah, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We already finished Lamed Ches on the base. The next Gemara is not so hard. All about Mara, not so difficult. Okay, and then the Bechina will be on Thursday, so you can chazal some more. Very good.